This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Shebadadewa stresses on collaborated efforts in Southeast Asia region to contain COVID-19. Cabinet decides to set up BP Koirala National Prize. Civil Service Day being organized across the country today following COVID restrictions. Health Ministry reports nearly 1,900 additional COVID-19 cases. And the Taliban declares victory in Panjshir Valley in Afghanistan. Resistance fighters call for national uprising against the Taliban. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to set up a BP Koirala National Prize in the name of leader BP Koirala, acknowledging his lifetime struggle for the establishment of democracy in Nepal. A cabinet meeting held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday also decided to endorse the amended national census program that was affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Government spokesperson and Law Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the cabinet also decided to approve the concessional loan of 5.54 billion rupees to be received from the World Bank for Nepal's school sector reform program. Likewise, the cabinet approved the concessional loan of around 5.94 billion rupees for the improvement of health sector in Nepal. Prime Minister Shebadadewa has stressed the need for collective efforts among the Southeast Asian nations to combat COVID-19 pandemic. Virtually inaugurating the 74th Regional Committee meeting of the WHO Southeast Asia region yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa said, COVID-19 pandemic had its implications on life, public health and social security. He emphasized on the need of combined efforts from the international and regional levels to combat the crisis. The Prime Minister called on the World Health Organization to ensure equitable access to vaccines, medicines, tools and technologies for the sake of humanity. Likewise, World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros said the COVID-19 pandemic continued to take a heavy toll on lives, livelihoods, societies and economies. The WHO chief further said the scale of the pandemic should be checked and equitable distribution of vaccines and medical supplies should be ensured. Similarly, WHO regional director Dr. Poonam Khetrapal Singh said the South Asia region was facing multifaceted challenges. She also stressed on regaining lost grounds in terms of health outcomes. The five-day virtual session will deliberate on strengthening public health emergency preparedness and response for prevention and control of non-communicable diseases, among other health issues. The parliamentary party meeting of the ruling Nepali Congress has been called for today at the Federal Parliament Buildings, Lotse Hall. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Whip Pushpa Bhusal said the party's preparation for the federal parliament meeting and issues relating to ordinance and budget would be discussed during the meeting. CPNUML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has claimed that no one can weaken his party. Addressing a program organized by the Youth Force in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Oli said the previous government under his leadership carried out many noticeable works and his party had forwarded programs for the prosperity of the country. He also urged youths to contribute to the CPNUML's motto of making Nepal a prosperous nation. CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed on the need for unity among leftist forces for the sake of national interest. Virtually addressing a program organized by CPN Maoist Centre in Palpa yesterday, Chairperson Prachanda said he was holding talks with leaders of other communist parties to form a unified communist party. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 1,488 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal yesterday. Likewise, 1,743 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. With this, Nepal's COVID-19 recovery rate stands at 94.6%. Meanwhile, 20 people succumbed to COVID-19 yesterday itself, taking the death toll to 10,858. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pompa Busal has said tackling the impact of climate change is becoming more challenging. Talking to journalists after attending the inauguration of tree plantation at Indrayani Park based in Lalitpur Metropolitan Ward No. 2 yesterday, the minister said the activities of developed countries have led to climate change and countries like Nepal were bearing its brunt. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हाँ त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. Educational institutions in Nepal, in Kathmandu district rather, could resume their teaching, learning activities physically from September 17. Chief District Officer of Kathmandu District, Kali Prasad Rijal, told the National News Agency, RSS, that a decision had been taken that schools could be opened by fully adopting health safety protocols viewing the situation of COVID-19 infection. However, authority has been given to local level whether to open the school or not by analyzing the situation of COVID-19 infection. A meeting held among representatives looking after the education of local levels of Kathmandu and CDO Rijal took the decision in this regard. Rijal has said schools in wards with no reported cases could run physical classes from September 17 by adopting health safety protocols, while schools in other wards could run physical classes viewing COVID-19 situation. He said all the responsibilities had been given to local level for it. Other districts have said that they would take decision only after holding discussion. 6 people have lost their lives in flood inundations and landslides after heavy rain lashed at different parts of the country. According to the Home Ministry, 2 people were killed in a landslide in Rolpa yesterday. Similarly, the bodies of 2 persons who were swept away by the flood in Korra River of Hetora submetropolitan city of Mokwanpu 2 days ago were found yesterday. They were swept away in a truck. Today is National Civil Service Day. The day is being marked with the theme Professional and Creative Administration for Development, Prosperity and Good Governance. Now on to some international updates. The Taliban have declared victory over the province of Panjshir, northeast of the capital Kabul, which is the final pocket of territory which has remained outside the Taliban control. The group posted footage online of their fighters raising their flag there yesterday. Resistance fighters, however, said they were still present in all strategic positions and continued to fight. Their leader has called for a national uprising against the Taliban. Ahmad Mashood, leader of the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan, blamed the international community for legitimizing the Taliban and giving them military and political confidence. The Taliban took control of the rest of Afghanistan 3 weeks ago, seizing the capital Kabul on 15th of August. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country with chances of heavy rainfall, with thunder and lightning at a few places of Gandaki province, Karnali province and Far Western province, and at one or two places of province number 1, Bagmati province and Lumbini province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 29.5 degrees Celsius and minimum of 18.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister Sherbat Dewa stresses on collaborated effort in the Southeast Asia region to contain COVID-19. Cabinet decides to set up BP Koirala National Prize, Civil Service Day being observed across the country today following COVID restrictions. And Taliban declares victory over Panjshir Valley in Afghanistan. Resistance fighters of valleys call for national uprising against the Taliban. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.